Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about fact check on Joe Biden today. Fact check. What will he do if he goes in as president? We know number one, he said it's his priority, so I'm using it as number one. Number one, he will institute all the facts and the details of House Bill 5, which is called the Equality Act. The Equality Act is simply the plan of the LGBTQ agenda to be instituted under federal law that will control everything that's done in America from the bias of the sodomite lifestyle. We talked about that before the break. Second thing is, the second fact check is that Joe Biden's already said that he will eliminate the Second Amendment, that he will eliminate the right to keep and bear arms. Part of the article that I'd started out with a moment ago, where this article says Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden made it very clear that he does not believe the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms. Further in the article, it says, Joe speaking, and as I taught for many years constitutional law and the separation of powers, I also taught that the Second Amendment is not absolute, Joe Biden said. Those are his words, ladies and gentlemen. The Second Amendment is not absolute. Ladies and gentlemen, the Second Amendment is very clear. I'll reach over here to my Constitution and look at the Bill of Rights and read it to you. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. The word infringed upon means to be changed, modified in any way, changed or in any way eviscerated, destroyed, set aside. Further in this article, aside from the denunciation of the Heller, that is talking about the Heller versus Columbia, the District of Columbia, and denial of the Second Amendment rights protects an individual right to keep and bear arms, Biden also displayed a fundamental misunderstanding of the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment was not given as a right by the U.S. Constitution. Rather, as the U.S. Supreme Court made it clear in the Heller versus or District of Columbia versus Heller suit, the Second Amendment protects the right that preexisted the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, the right to keep and bear arms was codified in our scripture. It was given to us by God, codified then in the U.S. Constitution, confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court, and absolutely to be carried out by we the people. It is not to be in any way manipulated, changed, modified, or infringed upon. But Joe Biden says that he's going to eliminate it. He says the Second Amendment right is not an absolute. Further, the article says Biden's position on the District of Columbia versus Heller and the Second Amendment is in line with his running mate, Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, this article points out. The Democratic presidential ticket's rejection of the correct interpretation of the Second Amendment helps to explain the pairs, let's talk about the pair, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, explains the pair's advocacy for blatantly unconstitutional gun control measures. Both Biden and Harris have called to ban and confiscate any commonly owned semi-automatic or automatic firearms. Biden has made it clear that his desire to ban would extend to arguably the most popular firearms in America, the 9mm pistols. The Heller decision made it clear that the Second Amendment protects the rights to own firearms in common use for lawful purposes for self-defense of the individual. It goes further in the article. Knowing that Biden's true position on the Second Amendment is a political position, the Biden campaign and its surrogates have done their very best to keep the candidate's views hidden and sequestered from the public. Further, the article states, the importance of Biden's radical view on the Second Amendment cannot be overstated. The fate of the Second Amendment literally hangs in the balance in this election, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that we need to have the right to keep and bear arms? Do you believe that we, the citizens, need to have the right to own a weapon? Here's another article that makes it very clear of Biden's position on the Second Amendment. We're talking about fact check. What does Joe Biden believe, and what's he going to institute in relationship to religious liberties as we know it today? Our religious liberties will be undermined by the further extension of House Bill 5 with the federal government under the Biden administration, literally eviscerating our religious liberties and the freedom to have, based on our own biblical worldview, to have our rights and freedoms taken away from us, from the church, the Christians, etc. Our right to keep and bear arms will be eviscerated, will be absolutely taken away from us under a Biden-Harris administration. Here's the article that says, Joe Biden on gun control. Understand Biden's 2020 platform and the Second Amendment. It is a massive, about 15-page article. I'll read you a few brief paragraphs. The 1-2 punch on the Wuhan, China virus explosion and the civil unrest of early 2020 led to an unprecedented growth in firearms ownership in America. All told, there were about 2 million firearms sold in the month of March 2020 alone. Between March and July, an additional 3 million weapons were sold, and about half of those happening in the month of June. Further in the article, Joe Biden's 2020 campaign has been perhaps the most radically anti-Second Amendment campaign of record in the history of America. Former Vice President Biden is very proud of his role in spiriting the 1994 gun ban into passage. If he's elected, he will see an expansion of the power of the federal government and attacks on the rights of Americans to keep and bear arms, and will be restricting any ownership of firearms. Further, the article states, as president, Biden would resume the Obama-era attacks on suburbs ended by the President Trump's civil given citizenship and rights to vote to nearly 30 million illegal aliens and the use of the Federal Reserve to address the radical wealth gap. However, Joe Biden's desire to erode the Second Amendment deserves special attention. It is a radical agenda that will gut the right to keep and bear arms in America. Does that sound like a bluster or a hyperbole? No, it is absolute fact. Further, the article states, we can definitely say without any speculation as to motive that Joe Biden's 2020 campaign is perhaps the most radical political campaign in modern American history. Nowhere is there any more clear than the subject of the right to keep and bear arms, the ownership of firearms. Here's the further statement. He will be willing to institute federal law removing protection for gun manufacturers. In a related campaign promise, Joe Biden has said that he will hold gun manufacturers accountable for the use of their products. This means that the families of shooting victims will be able to file civil suits against the manufacturers to obtain damages related to the misuse of their products in any crime. This is an attempt at corporate gun control through backdoor efforts. When facing such liabilities, gun manufacturers will be intimidated with furious, frivolous lawsuits that will cause them to either go out of business or discontinue their civilian line of weapons. Banning all assault weapons by executive order. Further, this article says Joe Biden, if elected, will ban all assault weapons. The ban to be passed, he plans to use an executive order to ban the importation of such weapons into the United States. By the way, if it's a 2020 or a 22 rifle that has the bulked up stock on it and some apparatuses with sights on it, etc., it's called an assault weapon. If it can shoot more than one bullet at the time, it's an assault weapon that must be removed. And he's talking about while working to pass legislation, he will use his executive authority while he's getting legislation passed that would ban all automatic weapons and remove gun manufacturing protection. Further, it says, Biden plans to use the National Firearm Act to regulate possession of firearms. His language of the website is vague, and this is probably intentional. To regulate could mean about anything that he wants it to mean, allowing him to either do something minor or claim victory to enact sweeping changes in the firearms rights in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't frighten your socks off, nothing does. We're talking about fact check. They always wanted to fact-check Trump and say that he's lied 22,000 times. I don't know who they're using to count, but they use their fact-check to say that Trump is lying. But I want us to understand the truth of a fact-check on Joe Biden. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the danger that we face as Christians in America. In fact, in Psalms 146 and verse 3, put not your trust in the princes, that's talking about prime ministers, princes, presidents, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 33 and verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom hath chosen for his own inheritance. Psalm and Proverbs 14:34, the scripture says, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And further in Psalms 11:3, if the foundation be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to what I hope is an audience of that which would be considered and called, biblically speaking, righteous. If you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior, if you're saved, if you've been blood bought, Bible saved, born again, you should be urged and motivated and challenged to vote. And it's an impossibility to vote, ladies and gentlemen, from a biblical worldview and vote for Joe Biden and the Harris administration with the potentialities of absolutely eviscerating anything that we call the Bill of Rights in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, under a Biden administration, the one that uses a weapon to protect himself or his family be the ones that are prosecuted, persecuted, and literally charged with a crime. Here's an article that says the grand jury indicts the McCloskeys with gun exhibiting charges, adds a charge of tampering with evidence. A grand jury indicted the St. Louis couple on charges of exhibiting guns and added one charge each of tampering with evidence. You remember the McCloskeys in St. Louis, Missouri? They were protecting their property when a band of the BLM thugs, the ones that are rioting, demonstrating, burning in the streets and looting, et cetera, et cetera, marched into their property, destroyed the iron gate that keeps them segregated in their private property, and threatened the wife, threatened what they were going to do to the wife, threatened to take his home, threatened to burn his home, threatened to kill him and his wife, and they had their weapons to protect them. And now all of the charges have been dropped against the thugs, and the couple, the McCloskeys, have now been charged and are going to be prosecuted. They've just been indicted by a grand jury. The article says the McCloskeys became material for means of national news when they were they waved their guns in June at Black Lives Matter protesters who had trespassed into their private property in the way of their protest in the, at the mayor's home. The McCloskeys said that they feared for their lives and reacted by protecting their property with their weapons. The McCloskeys' attorney has stated that the indictment was not a surprise, that they were confident they'd be able to exonerate them from the charges. Once all the facts are in, he says, it's clear McCloskeys committed no crime. But, ladies and gentlemen, they're being prosecuted and persecuted because of the right to keep and bear arms and defending their lives, defending their home, defending their property. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, I think people are just cannot believe how quick this country is going bad and how quickly secular humanism will metastasize into outright demonic oppression and control. And you see newsreels of those people, mostly Jews, who were herded into concentration camps. They had no idea of the evil of the surrounding nations. And people who make fun of people like me and you who can see what's happening to our country, this is no joke. I mean, if the left-wing people take over, it's going to accelerate. And if you're amazed now about the outrageous stuff that's happening, it's going to just snowball if God forbid Biden wins.
You're exactly right. We're watching the tipping point, and the tipping point being whether or not we're going to see a constitutional government as we've seen and known for 244 years, or if we're going into an absolute dictatorship where we the people become the slave servants of the dictators in charge. And ladies and gentlemen, just as our caller just said, he's exactly right. If we're seeing it now, and we do, if we're watching it turn now, and we are, then if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris goes into office, we're going to see it like turning a light switch on, where overnight we'll absolutely be inundated. Those that are on the right, those that are biblically principled people, those that are moral, ethical, those that are born again, blood bought, Bible saved Christians, we will be the ones that will be in the crosshairs of the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris administration. And right now, we're seeing that taking place where there's a greater and greater noose, if you please, being tightened, if I can use that term, tightened around the organization called the churches and Christian schools and Christian churches. Even in California now, where there's they're having to file suit after suit after suit just to keep churches open because Gavin Newsom is forcing them closed. I'm looking at an article that says Mayor Bill de Blasio imposes $1,000 fines for not wearing masks. That's one thing that Joe Biden said he would do, would institute a federal mask order where you're demanded by federal law to wear a mask anytime you're outside of your own home. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about fact check, Joe Biden and what he will do. The third thing that we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration would make abortion, murder by way of abortion, the law of the land. Listen to this article. Joe Biden vows to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he wants to make Roe versus Wade ruling establishing a legal right to abortion as the law of the land. See, ladies and gentlemen, we call it the law of the land today, but it was a law passed by the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court in a Roe versus Wade case in 1973 said that the Constitution allowed for a woman to have to murder the baby in her womb. Ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution doesn't allow for it any place. And they are frightened to death now. They are petrified that if Amy Coney Barrett is nominated and approved, she's nominated if she is confirmed out of the Senate and sits on the bench as a conservative professing Christian, that they are certain that Roe versus Wade will be overturned. So Biden is saying, rather than risk it being overturned, that the first thing that he will do, I don't know how many first things he'll do, but everything he says is first, the first thing he'll do, he says the number one thing, we know exactly what she will do, although the expectation is that she may very well move to overrule, to overrule again, Roe versus Wade, but the only thing, the only response to that would be to pass legislation making Roe versus Wade the law of the land. Biden said, that would be the first thing that I will do in office. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Joe Biden under a Biden-Harris administration. We will be stripped of our Bill of Rights. The right to keep and bear arms will be over and done. It'll be gone. The right of religious liberties and the freedom of speech will be gone. We're already watching, ladies and gentlemen, the test run. I call it the training wheels on a tricycle or a bicycle, where the government, the federal government's already testing to see what they can do by fiat, by executive orders, from the standpoint of forcing the churches to close by the tyrannical mayors and governors in America that have been issuing executive orders that are unconstitutional, that are antithetical to anything that's called the constitutional republic. Like Governor Whitmer of Michigan, where the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan has already said that what she's done is illegal and unconstitutional. She's passed, I believe, about 146, 147 executive orders, and she says she's going to continue to do so for the next 21 days, which is the time frame the Supreme Court gave her to cease and desist. But she's passing those authorities on to the Department of Health and the Department other administrations under her in the government of the state of Michigan so that she can continue her executive orders and ruling the state by fiat, by a tyrannical wannabe dictator governor. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Joe Biden passing executive orders that will make the law of the land. It would absolutely be legislation that he wants to pass, and in the meantime, doing it by executive order that will make Roe versus Wade, the murder by way of abortion, legal right up until that baby is born. Governor Northam of Virginia has already said that his position is that that child, if that child is attempted to be aborted and the abortion doesn't take place, that child is born alive. Place that baby over on a table. Let that baby be made comfortable until it dies. Ladies and gentlemen, that's euthanasia. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the plan to murder by way of euthanasia, by way of abortion, from the cradle to the grave. We've watched as the tri-states in Northeast America, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York, where they murdered about 60,000 adult human beings, seniors, by putting them in nursing homes and exposing them to COVID-19 and just letting them die. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see that expanded, just elect Joe Biden. We're talking about fact check. Fact check. In fact, Joe Biden, if he is elected president, will mandate by federal force, a mask law. We think we have a problem today in our city where we have a mayor that's a little tyrant that wants to continue his executive orders to force you to wear a mask, and they're doing that across America. Joe Biden says that he will institutionalize that on a federal level, allowing you to have no way out but to be forced to wear a mask 24/7 if you please. Under the Biden administration, Biden intends to pass a federal law to force $15 an hour minimum wage. There are a lot of folks that say, yippee, $15 an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, if it ever becomes law in the state of Florida, as they're wanting to do on the ballot on November the 3rd for an amendment to our Constitution, or if it takes place through Joe Biden administration, it will destroy free enterprise. It will destroy small business. Hundreds of thousands of businesses will close. Small churches will not be able to operate. And most people that think that'll be more money in the pocket, they'll be out of a job because, according to the research and the study on it, it will cause businesses to lay off hundreds of thousands of people. But Joe Biden says that he's going to institutionalize by fiat, by executive order, a $15 minimum wage and then pass legislation to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, under Biden-Harris administration, it will legalize the removal of all of our National Historic Heritage monuments. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what we're faced with. Joe Biden, under a Biden administration, would bring in, according to the research on it, about 52 million illegal aliens coming into America. Joe Biden would have no borders to the United States of America. We'll be a borderless nation going into the one world order, as is now being espoused by the Pope and by being pushed by the World Health Organization and the UN. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, we need to recognize what we're dealing with under a Biden administration. As a result of that, let me just simply cut through the chase and say, ladies and gentlemen, we need to vote for President Donald J. Trump if we're wanting to save America, if we're wanting to continue to see the our Bill of Rights being operated and allowing us to have the freedom that we know today. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. It's Maria.
Good morning.
I was calling just to bring up the simple fact that I've noticed. I'm new to Christian walk. I'm new to politics, and I'm growing and I'm learning every single day. And the question that I asked myself was, you know, we moved to Jacksonville less than 2 years ago, and not this weekend, but the weekend before. It was a nice weekend. We went to the beach, and we were driving around trying to find parking in the neighborhoods along the beach, and all I saw everywhere was Biden, 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 Biden signs, hardly any Trump signs. And I thought to myself, how are the people that are living near the beach who have the money and the means to afford that type of place supporting Biden? But yet Biden and Harris are supposed to be running for the lesser fortunate. And those are all the people that live on the West Side. I don't see the West Side people owning beach houses. And I don't see the people on the beach owning houses on the West Side. So it's just contradictory, just in visual form.
Well, number one, he is lying anytime he opens his mouth. Joe Biden has never done anything. In fact, last year, I think it was Joe Biden and his wife Jill took in $13.3 million, and they were critical of President Trump for what he paid in taxes, and they paid the equivalent of the same thing in their taxes on $13.3 million. Yet he says he's for the underdog, he's for the worker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's an absolute lie. He's catering to that which is greed and selfishness on the part of those that want something for nothing. He's catering to the greed and the gravis of those that are wanting the government to give them income, wanting the government to give them something free, 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 and it's not a free ride for anybody. Somebody's got to pay for it. It is the Robin Hood approach, robbing from those that are working and giving to those sitting and doing nothing. Now, that is the bottom line of what Joe Biden wants to do. This is the reason, and I am thankful for your call and for your insight on that. You're exactly right. We need to recognize Biden and a fact check who he is and what he's doing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I'm voting for President Donald J. Trump. And it's not a vote just for a man. It's, ladies and gentlemen, a vote for what we need as Americans. first of all, as I vote for President Donald J. Trump, I am voting for religious liberties. I'm voting, ladies and gentlemen, to keep the church doors open. I'm voting to say no to any thug in any system that will come in with a dictator that says that you don't have the right to operate a church. You don't have the right to run a church. You don't have a right to stand in the pulpit and preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what a Biden administration will do. The Biden administration will shut down the churches, will destroy the right to operate a ministry, and to do so on the basis of what the Word of God says. So I'm voting for religious liberty. Secondly, I'm voting for the right to keep and bear arms. Ladies and gentlemen, a vote for President Trump is a vote to maintain our Second Amendment. We are going to see the absolute evisceration, the total destruction of our Bill of Rights if Joe Biden is elected. So I'm voting for President Donald J. Trump. I'm voting for religious liberties. I'm voting for the right to keep and bear arms. I'm voting for a conservative Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen. A vote for President Donald J. Trump is a vote to place additional Supreme Court justices on the bench that's going to honor the Constitution, that's going to recognize our Constitution is a static document. It is not a document that is free-flowing, that you can modulate and modify at will. I'm voting for President Trump, and in doing so, I'm voting for a conservative Supreme Court. And in vote for President Trump, I'm voting to retain our electoral college system and the republic in which we're living. I'm voting for law enforcement. I'm voting for police officers. I'm voting for the protection of the society in which we're living in, as a vote for President Donald J. Trump would indicate. I'm voting for a secure America with border walls and with border protection and with the scrutinizing of those who want to come in and make it on a law and order basis. I'm voting, ladies and gentlemen, for capitalism. I'm voting, ladies and gentlemen, for jobs and for the American dream and for the potential that every American has to come into this country and to have a dream and to work for that dream and to earn a living and to provide for himself and his family. I'm voting for our flag, ladies and gentlemen, and all that our flag stands for. I'm voting, ladies and gentlemen, to keep our church doors open and the free to worship. I'm voting for Trump because a vote for Trump is a vote for a strong military. I'm voting for Trump because that means continuing to have a relationship with Israel. God's word promises to bless the nation that blesses Israel. I'm voting for good and not for evil. I'm voting against the mob rules of BLM and the Antifa thugs out in the street. I'm voting for family and for faith and for freedom and for the future of America. That's the reason I'm voting for President Donald J. Trump. And I commend that to you. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, in the next 26 days to make that determination to vote for Trump, because we're voting for our Bill of Rights. We're voting for a constitutional liberty for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.